show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
Got to give the left credit. They are thorough. They are attacking us on every front. In government, they're attacking us. In woke corporations, they're attacking us. In the culture, from every single level. They have a lot of help with the communist Chinese, and Democrats are waging a war on our very Judeo-Christian ethic. Why? Because that Judeo-Christian ethic is what has kept us free. It is what has kept the Constitution in place. It's what informed the Constitution. So we are under very much attack, folks, and our ability to resist this, to rebel against it, is crucial in my mind. Let me bring up a couple of stories that I think might inform you of what culturally we're up against. New York City teachers who refused China virus vaccine had their fingerprints sent to the FBI and New York Criminal Justice Services. That's right. Because teachers did not want to take a jab, writes The Blaze, they are being regarded as criminals by the FBI. New York City teachers, who I thought we were supposed to revere our teachers. New York City teachers who declined to get the China virus vaccine had their personal files flagged and their fingerprints sent to the FBI and the New York Criminal Justice Services, according to a legal group. The New York City vaccine mandate required Department of Education employees to fully vaccinate against China virus by September 5th, 2022. As of mid-September 2022, approximately 1,950 New York City Department of Education employees had been fired or for declining to get the China virus vaccine. And so they had their fingerprints sent to these folks in government because apparently that act is now criminal. Your medical choices are no longer yours. And it turns out, well, the FBI and New York Criminal Justice wanted to know. Here's another story. This one came out of last weekend's Super Bowl. Super Bowl 57 is the blackest, most woke Super Bowl ever. Sorry, haters. The Super Bowl featured a halftime show that was rumored to be, I didn't watch it, so this is just what I'm reading, rumored to be less than wholesome. You had the black national anthem serving to divide this country. People were not enthused about having another anthem that was not our own sung before this big major sporting event. And how the left-wingers saw it, I think, is incredibly important. It is a black Super Bowl, according to Mike Freeman of USA Today. It was a woke Super Bowl. So already it's eliminating support from conservatives, from pro-constitutionalists, from pro-rule of law folks. That's what the woke is alienating. And, of course, calling it the blackest Super Bowl, it's a black Super Bowl? I remember the good old days when blacks, whites, Latinos, anybody could sit down and watch a game, and race didn't matter. I remember the great Dr. Martin Luther King talking about the content of character and race not mattering. But no, here comes the American left, and now it's a black Super Bowl. They're segregating us again, just like the Democrats did back in the Jim Crow South. They're segregating us again. Speaking of Democrats, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she was mad over some of the Jesus-centered Super Bowl ads that encouraged Americans to love one another. She says that because you're a Christian, you believe in fascism. And because you're professing love, that makes fascism look benign. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a socialist from New York, went viral on Sunday for criticizing Christian ads that aired during the Super Bowl. The He Gets Us campaign spent $20 million to air two commercials during the Super Bowl. One of the ads showed people from different backgrounds engaged in fights and arguments over politics, religion, and justice issues. Jesus loved the people we hate, the ad at the end says. The other ad showed various pictures of children displaying kindness and compassion. Back in Jesus' day, children weren't regarded the same way they are today. This made his teachings around the value of being childlike countercultural. A description of the ad reads, "Jesus didn't want us to act like adults," the ad declares. What did AOC say? Toward the end of the Super Bowl, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez condemned the advertisements and claimed that Jesus would not approve of spending such a large sum of money to make fascism look benign. That is her take on the Christian message of being like a child in the eyes of God and loving those who others hate. So she calls it fascist. And she has a lot of backup inside of the FBI. The FBI internal memo is warning of radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. The FBI's Richmond field office released an internal memo last month warning against radical traditional Catholic ideology, claiming it almost certainly represents new mitigation opportunities, according to a document shared by FBI whistleblowers. This document says that Catholics, because of their ideology believing that all life is precious and wanting to save children from being butchered in the womb, that makes us extremists in the Catholic community. Extremists. Radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. These are the culture wars that we are fighting right now. At least we all should be fighting them to maintain our Constitution, maintain our rights and our freedom. And it looks like from the Democrat Party to officials in government, from the FBI to the so-called Justice Department to the woke corporate boardrooms of AT&T, of DirecTV, of the National Football League, it seems the entirety of Americanism is under attack. We will talk about the culture wars with somebody who's written a book about it, coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
My friends, want to bring on our guest, A.J. Rice. He's the founder and CEO of Publius Public Relations. He has extensive experience in radio and in the halls of Capitol Hill. He's the author of the acclaimed book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. Mr. Rice, welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to spend my breakfast with the liberty-loving Latino.
Very nice. Big subject has been this culture war we're having. And Joyless Reid over on MSNBS the other day says that the left has won the culture war. And she cites the Grammy Awards that featured, of course, a bunch of devil-worshipping freaks, and even CBS Corporation tweeted out their love and support, quote, ready to worship, they said, at this altar of Satanism that was put on by the Grammys. So Joyless Reid gets on her poorly watched program, the racist lady, and says that the culture war is over and the left won a total defeat. But what she neglected to say was only 12.7 million folks tuned in to watch the Grammys, which is an all-time low, down from 40 million in 2012. What is your take on all this?
Well, look, I mean, the Tiffany Network, I mean, they have fallen, right? I mean, they have fallen. Nobody's watching. No one saw it. The only reason we saw it is, look, nobody watches this stuff, so they got to act crazy with some kind of viral moment to get it out there. And, you know, Paramount, who owns CBS, should be ashamed. Absolutely ashamed. They've come a long way from, you know, making The Godfather and making the movie Love Story with Ryan O'Neal to celebrating, you know, this trans devil weird, you know, kabuki dance that this guy did. Sam Smith's a weirdo. The gentleman in question.
Uh-huh.
Most people in Houston have no idea who that is. I would say, thank God.
Thank God.
But the deviant part is not just that he was dressed like a devil. The deviant part actually is what that song's about. And that song's about basically cheating on your wife with men. So, and doing it, you know, under the radar, you know. It's what the brothers call the down-low lifestyle. So it's sick. It's twisted. They keep pushing the envelope.
Mm.
Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the great Democrat senator from New York, would have called it defining deviancy down. As long as they can move the deviancy goalposts a little bit, each award show, each late night, you know, program, they're okay with that. They're okay with that because we will not form a line and stop them. But I will say, at some point, they're just kind of talking to their own people, right? I guess you have to question, if nobody's watching, who are they converting to, you know, homoerotic, you know, Satanism? I made
the same point. How can you declare victory when everybody sees, like you said, your deviancy and then turns their back on you and tunes you out? I don't think that's a victory. I think it's a victory for us, but I think that it shows the level of depravity and who you can trust. You can't trust MSNBC. You can't trust CBS.
But make no mistake, the goal, Salcedo, is to capture the youth. It's to get, even if nobody's watching, you know, even if nobody's watching, it's on TikTok, it's on Instagram, and then maybe it perks some lost soul out there in the United States. Maybe it perks their interest, and they're now Sam Smith fan, and they're going and buying the. You know, the devil outfit from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't doubt it's on TikTok. I mean, all manner of deviant stuff finds itself on that spy app from Communist China. And maybe Xi Jinping gets off on this kind of stuff. Who knows? AJ Rice is the founder of Publius Public Relations. He is the author of The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. How's the book doing? We had you on.
The number one Amazon best-selling author of The Woking Dead. The book does great. Every time something crazy happens in the culture, we get a spike.
Yep.
You know, we've run out of copies in different places. It's been out for about 5 or 6 months. So, you know, look, when I wrote it, I mean, I could write a new chapter every day.
No
right,
kidding.
With
no
the craziness
kidding.
In the culture.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can go back to it over and over again because, you know, some of what's happening, at least the first 2 years of Biden here, is pretty much predicted in the book. With our culture, the fact that nobody's minding the store, right?
Right.
But I will say, parents are waking up to this stuff. They are waking up to this stuff. Many moons ago, when I was on KSEV as the sidekick to Laura Ingraham, because this was her station in Houston, you know, with Ed and Dan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had this term, the pornification of the culture. And back then, I mean, compared to what we're dealing with now, I mean, that was mild. And that's 15 years ago. So you can see, you know, back then, Tommy had two mommies. Today, Tommy's Sally. He's got two mommies, two daddies. They're women on Wednesday and they're men on Friday.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. As a matter of fact, we had a caller this morning. One of the county judge, Lena Hidalgo, took a trip to Thailand, and the caller was marveling. She came back as a female, actual female, didn't transition when she was gone to male. It was astonishing. It actually made some news. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, folks. You want to weigh in on what anything AJ and I are talking about here. AJ Rice, the author of The Woking Dead. Check that out when you get a chance. Let me ask you, because you and I have talked about this offline, but I'm not even sure if you're wanting to talk about it publicly, about where you're going with the next book and what has got your attention. Maybe lay the foundations so folks can be anticipating your next work of brilliance.
Well, look, I mean, The Woking Dead, Publius Prose, Volume 1. I'm an interconnected universe kind of guy. I think people like series. So when it comes to the culture and, you know, topics that should be timeless, I mean, look, I get into the Biden, Trump, DeSantis stuff. I do. But there's a million people writing about that. So I try to have some humor and some horror, blend them together when I do these books. So the next one I'm going to tackle is going to involve race relations, but from the perspective of white privilege. And quite frankly, how wonderful it was and is. And if you've got it, you better use it. And you can use it to help people. You can use it to get Mandela out of jail. You can use it to get Martin Luther King out of jail. You can use it to create the United States. There's a lot of ways you can use it in history. It's not evil, you know. You got to take it back a little bit. You can take it back. Obviously, I'm having some fun with people because it's obviously going to trigger the left. You know, a brief history of white privilege and why it was awesome.
We talked about your article right here on the program about Sheila Jackson Lee.
Whether it's Queen Elizabeth or Winston Churchill or George Washington or Sam Houston, you should say you're welcome. When Sheila Jackson Lee is out there with her crazy bill and complaining about this and free speech and race and all these things, she should be, you know, the founding fathers are saying, you're welcome, Sheila. The only reason you get to act like an idiot and be a congresswoman is because of us.
So,
a bunch of dead white guys.
The message
from Virginia,
is,
mostly.
The message is white privilege, you're welcome.
Correct.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Let me ask you about, you mentioned the pop culture, and I'm just curious, what are you watching as far as movies are concerned? The DC universe, the Marvel universe.
Well, I mean, they've screwed that up.
DC did.
The problem with that, and that's owned by Warner Brothers.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to go too far down the geek rabbit hole here. I don't want to lose all those Eagles fans in Houston. But I would say, you know, they got a management issue there. They're like the gang who can't shoot straight. I think the Republican Party's actually running Warner Brothers and DC Comics. I got to be honest with you. I mean, yeah. Marvel may be oversaturated, but they, you know, they're owned by Disney. They're streamlined, and they have a better brand.
Well,
and it shows.
Well, I got to say,
I mean, they've got.
Didn't they peak,
you know,
though?
Five of the top 10 biggest movies of all time now.
Well, didn't they peak though at the Avengers and Endgame? And then it seems they're trying to find their voice again in this phase. What are they in phase 5? And so maybe they're transitioning. Sorry, bad pun, but
yeah.
Transitioning out of phase 4 into phase 5. And it's with Ant-Man. I mean, and the
No, I'm a fan of Rudd. I think Rudd's one of the few talents they've got over there besides Chris Pratt that can channel the good feeling and the adventure that, you know, Robert Downey Jr. brought.
Now, I love Chris Pratt. Why is the left attacking this guy so much? Why is the left...
Because he's an Orthodox Catholic.
Really?
Because he's a Catholic. Yeah. And he wears it on his sleeve. Yes. 100%. I call him the Star-Lord of Bethlehem. There's a chapter in the book about him. The Star-Lord of Bethlehem.
Do you really?
Absolutely, and it's in the Hollywood section.
Now,
same thing with Mark Wahlberg. Look, he's a Catholic guy.
Yeah,
he doesn't hide from it. You know, Pratt's married to Schwarzenegger's daughter. I don't know whether people know that.
I know that, and she's actually defending.
They're working on baby number two or three.
So, right, and she gets out there and she defends.
Schwarzenegger's a Catholic. Love him or hate him, you know.
Well,
Maria Shriver was in the Kennedy clan. She's a Catholic.
Catholic, yeah,
so,
I know.
You know, they're liberal when they want to be.
Well, I look at Pratt, and here's a guy that just basically common sense. I loved his portrayal of Star-Lord. I think he brings a lot to the table as an actor. And here I'm looking at his character, Star-Lord, and here's a guy that's just a basic dude who has a whole bunch of gadgets, but, you know, is kind of plucky. And I really identify with that character. And he's just getting roasted over everything, including I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But it's already getting panned. It's not even out yet.
Yeah, well, look, he has let the mask slip off a few times, so they're waiting for him.
Uh-huh.
And they know he's married to the former governor's daughter. and he wears his religion on his sleeve. So, you know, they're going to take shots at him because he won't toe the Chris Evans, you know, woke bottom line.
Yeah, true, right? True.
You know, some of these guys get scared away from just basic, normal, you know, pro-Western values by the woke mob online. Like Ryan Reynolds, for example. I mean, love him. He's great as Deadpool.
Best.
Like his wife.
Yep.
Him
yeah.
and his wife had to come out and issue an apology. I think this is after the great saint of fentanyl, George Floyd, died. They came out and apologized for having their wedding at one of these sprawling, beautiful plantation homes in South Carolina. So they're apologizing. First of all, he's Canadian, okay? So they're apologizing. They rented out some big mansion in the low country, South Carolina. And the woke hammered him to such a degree because he had a wedding, his wedding at a plantation because of something that happened, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Hundreds of years ago. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
It is. And you know what? You would think that Deadpool personality that he brings out, he would just say to these left-wing crazy people.
No, we need more Deadpool and less Ryan Reynolds.
And
sure.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, see, and that leads me into the last issue I wanted to talk with you about. I want to get out of the pop culture if we can. And then just talk about, you mentioned the balloon already. It wasn't Andy Reid. It was, in fact, sent by communist.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm quite certain it wasn't Andy Reid because Andy Reid wouldn't pop so easily. But what is your take on the fact that not only did we see this damn thing coming, that the Biden administration allowed it to transverse our airspace, complete its mission, and then shoot it down?
It's outrageous.
This scares the hell out of me.
We do controlled demolitions of buildings in the middle of Manhattan. Mm. The idea we can't shoot a balloon down over Montana, and that way we can get all the parts.
Right.
We can get everything that falls instead of asking for a bunch of, you know, South Jersey guys and Outer Banks guys in rubber dinghies out there fishing. If you see anything, let us know. We'll call a bunch of Massachusetts longshoremen to go looking for the parts that are now at the bottom of the Atlantic. So it's outrageous. There's definitely more to this story.
Oh, yes.
He's a dummy, you know? I mean, come on. And look, the side of the balloon said a gift from Wuhan.
Our mutual friend, Colonel Tony Schaefer, sent me a meme that maybe you've even seen it because it went viral right away. It was a message to Eric from Fang Fang. Happy Valentine's Day. Love Fang Fang.
It was an early Valentine.
Yeah. Yes. But see, and by the way, that same mutual friend, Colonel Tony Schaefer, said, you know, we've been doing so much with laser technology that we would have been able to pierce the balloon to such a degree to where it would leak air. It would come down controlled just inside of U.S. airspace. We could have cordoned off the area. We could have had a treasure trove of information. And we could have thwarted them, but
we probably didn't. We could have popped it and flown under it with a net. I mean, we do mid-air fueling. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, we can't pop a balloon. I hate to see what World War III looks like.
I know. Exactly. If we can't pop a balloon, then and tell me how competent the Democrat administration is, folks. His name is AJ Rice. He runs a public relations firm. He's gone, as we folks in media say, to the dark side. And he has extensive experience in radio and in the halls of Capitol Hill. And the name of the book, highly acclaimed. You ought to check it out and wait for the sequel. You guys got I don't know if you guys are the first audience to actually get the preview of the sequel, but The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. My friend, always appreciate the visit.
Thank you, brother.
And that, my friends, is going to do it for the Salcedo Storm podcast. One of the great conversations we've had on the Voice of Texas about the culture wars we find ourselves in. And sadly, the culture war we're in, I think, informs the political war, informs the ideological war that we're in, and the war between good and evil, to be honest with you. That's just my point of view. Folks, want to visit, I want you to visit a couple of websites, texasscorecard.com. That's texasscorecard.com. That's all the news that's big in Texas. And if it's big in Texas and we're debating in here, chances are it is going to be big where you live. So make sure that you check out texasscorecard.com, some of the best enterprising journalism that you're going to find out there. And it's stuff that's impacting every state, not just the great state of Texas. Also, check out chrissalcedo.com, chrissalcedo.com. Drop me an email. Drop me a voicemail there. Book me for a speech there. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that so you can hear it all over the place. And also check us out on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather it is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.